Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Suzanne. Usually on the other nights, but tonight I'm the host. Okay. So later on, maybe about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, Frank will join us and he'll be our co-host. All right. What we're discussing this evening affects everybody. Okay. And let's continue with what we have to say. Innersight Freedom turned nursing homes into accessible housing. That's our main topic every Wednesday night. Okay, then we make a subheading, which is about what we're going to discuss that relates to nursing homes. Okay, nursing home owners are worse than criminals. Let me repeat that. Nursing home owners are worse than criminals. And then we got the rest that you guys could probably read if you have a computer. All right. What we're going to discuss is how and why these nursing home owners, okay, are worse than criminals. Well, let's put it this way. I can give you so many stories, but one sticks out of my mind. And they keep going back to back. Two of them actually stick out of my mind. One is with me that I fell off a Hoyer lift and was a little bit intimidated by not only the owners, but the slew of people. And I was naked holding a towel against my chest. And I was on the floor itself. And I was praying that I didn't get, I fell from a Hoyer lift, which collapsed on itself. And what they do is they fix them up and hope that they don't do that again. And that's really crazy to think, you know, about that and how these nursing home owners want to cut corners. And, you know, like we said, they're worse than criminals. Criminals, at least they get a due process. We, as disabled people, we don't get due process. They get full due process, meaning that they'll go through a court case. You know, they'll go through fast, too. You'll go in and fast, and you get a court case. And, you know, for the most part, that's how they run. And they say, well, we're nursing home owners, and we're not criminals. Oh, yeah? You should see, you take people's houses, you take people's pension, you take people's income, you take everything that belongs to a person and their, and aside from their identity, and I think that would be the next step, you know. And I think it is your identity if you have a legal guardian that you don't even know. I mean, a lot of these people have legal guardians that nobody, you know, knows until they pop in and say, hey, we know of your this person, and he lives here. Well, he might live there, but he might not want to be there, you know. I mean, again, nursing home owners are worse than criminals because you don't get due process. And that is very disconcerting that you do not get due process and that you don't, you know, have a way of, you know, getting this rectified without going to court. And that very notion right there, without going to court, is very important because a lot of people can't afford at all. So it's been really bad. You know, we wait and we wait and then possibly we get it before we die. And it may sound crazy what I'm saying, but people who are disabled are more likely to die and not get due, while they're waiting for due process. So you have so many illnesses and so many different things that they don't get due process. They don't even get a mention for that matter. They get a mention right at the beginning of the occasion while you're in court. They get, okay, so-and-so versus so-and-so. That's all you get. And I remember one time I was in a car accident, and this guy had to, I don't even know his name now anymore, I was so angry at him, and it really bothered me that they had to assess my previous disability against what happened after the car accident. And I know this is related to nursing homes this evening, but I just want to mention this one thing, that this person who is assessing my disability thought the way these nursing home owners, oh, hopefully they'll die and we just get everything. And they press the person who's in the nursing home. They don't press their family members because their family members are usually younger and will just chew them down. And that's what I do on a regular basis if I'm, you know, helping somebody and helping myself and my family as well. Right now, my aunt, who's in Florida, is on the chopping block for this particular type of behavior from the nursing home and from the nursing home owners. My aunt's not in a nursing home yet, but there's not the best type of care down in Florida as there is in New York. New York has almost everything. Now, if you want to go in on a waiver program, that's national. But if you want to, you know, still do the waiver program, you have a little bit more, you know, competition trying to get in there. Because, like I said before, that these owners are worse than criminals. I truly believe that because they give you the crappiest foods. Excuse me for my, you know, horrible language, but it's the truth. It really is something that should not be given. These people should be the best food because they give you your Social Security. They give you all the programs because they're involved in them. And what you should do is be happy that you're getting people who come with a way of thinking about this approach. I mean, you have nursing home owners just don't want to even wait any longer to wait for the trial, you know, in terms of why they're worse than criminals. I mean, they don't want to do that. So they just coerce or speak with lobbyists or whatever the case may be to get these people, nursing home owners, you know, are worse than criminals. They should know better in my eyes. Okay, we have our usual host, but this evening I'm host, so he's co-hosting. Here's Frank Perino. Here he comes. Hello, Frank. What do you think about
yes,
this?
Yes, hello, and thank you very much. You know, there are many, many situations in this country and all over the world that should be criminal and aren't.
Yeah.
Where people should be more protected. I'll give you one example where we don't have that. A blind person being denied access with a guide dog because they're blind and they need the dog. That should be criminal.
Yeah.
And everybody should know that it's criminal. And you should be able to call a cop and, you know, the cop should have to warn the person and say, look, you know, you're violating the law. If you don't let this person in, I have to issue a summons, and you got to go and explain to the judge why, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one example.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with these nursing homes, it's even, in many, many cases, worse, because look what they do to people. They make you lose your home. They take
mm-hmm.
your money. They
mm-hmm.
give you crap food. They neglect mm-hmm. you with your hygiene, and people get sick from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yet all these things are not considered criminal, and there's no excuse for these things because they're not doing anything to bring in the home health aides. That should be criminal too.
Yeah, it should be.
Nothing is being done to bring in the home health aides to prevent any of this. That's why it should be. That's why these owners are like criminals. Because they don't give a damn. They just get away with it. They abuse people and they get away with it. And you can't even hardly, most of the times you can't even get a lawyer to take a case against a nursing home because they're dealing with the state. They're immune to so much, plus they keep on delaying it for months, years. You know, and the lawyers don't want to be bothered with it.
Or
so,
the person dies, which I mentioned before you came. The person dies in the middle of waiting for a damn trial.
If it was,
but yeah, the
was
nursing
criminal,
homeowners, yeah, it should be.
It'd be a whole nother story.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But then, of course, if it was criminal, it'd be the beginning of the end of the damn nursing homes.
That's the truth.
See, that's another reason why the government has not set it up that way. You know, they've set it up in a haphazard way, with programs that don't work, people that are being taken advantage of, people that wind up homeless, and then they struggle to try to get out of that homeless situation, which is not easy, because then you got to, you know, here's a situation where you had a home, you had a house, you had a place, you lost it because you went into a damn nursing home. Now you got to struggle with a program that may not even accept you. When
right.
All along
like
you had a damn place.
Yeah.
You see what they're doing to people?
Yeah. They're pressuring them too.
They should have helped the person keep their place.
That's right.
Instead of one of those horrible, nursing homes. Because they're no place. They're just horrible, disgusting places people wind up in, you know. So, we would love to see a legislator present a law that would make it criminal for any of this stuff that we're talking about. In other words, of course, it would have to be proven, of course. That's
of
right.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, but we don't have that. And we don't have that kind of protection. You know? I mean, it's really outrageous that the state has all the control, they have all the money. You know, they set the rules. People get used and abused in so many different ways, and there's no real protection.
No enforcement either.
What?
I said no enforcement either.
No, well, you can't have enforcement. There's no
law.
There's no criminal law on it.
Right.
You know, I mean, in my mind, you know, if a person, and we hear these stories all the time, if a person is trying to get the attention, they're in a nursing home, they're under the jurisdiction of the damn nursing home, if they're trying to get the attention of the aide, let's say for two hours, 3 hours, or whatever it is, because they need attending to, and they're neglected, and they're not getting any help, and as a result, you know, the person could become either dehydrated or infectious by the
right.
The waste products being spread all over their body. So if you call the many people have called under those circumstances. I hear it all the time. Many people have called the police. They dial 911, right?
Mm-hmm.
The cops come, and they don't do anything. You know, they'll talk to the staff. You know, what the hell good is that? They ought to issue summonses.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about. There should be a law that says you cannot allow people to stay an unreasonable time without being attended to. You know. Now, if you had the home health aides in there, this wouldn't happen.
No,
the home health aide could immediately attend to the person and give them the help they need.
That's right.
But the cops come, you know, and I commend them for that. But they don't do it. They can't do anything because it's not criminal to do that to somebody. And it should
be. Or they'll
be.
Come up to you. I'm sorry.
It
or they'll
be.
Come up to you. Or they'll
what?
Come up to you and say, or they'll come up to you and say something like this. This is a civil matter. You have to take this into a civil court because there's no law that, you know, protects you
yeah.
from a criminal act.
Go and try and do that.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about
try
it.
Try and do that because a person couldn't move and they wouldn't change them and they became very uncomfortable and many times infected.
Well, my mother
you know,
was severely infected. And
yeah.
went to her brain.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything
well,
about it.
Try and get a lawyer to deal with that. See how far you
no,
get.
They said there had to be more than one. I asked lawyers, and they said the same thing. 2-3 of them, maybe even 4. And I said, you know, listen, what would happen with this? They said, we can't help you because this didn't happen more than once. I'm
yeah,
like,
because
but
it's
she's
not criminal.
Exactly.
If it were criminal...
Mm-hmm.
You know, you drag them into court, you get a trial and all that. Then, after that, depending on how it goes, you could sue them. You'd have more of a case.
Yeah, you would.
Especially if the person was convicted. You see how that happens?
Yeah, very much.
But there is none. There's nothing. There's
That's
nothing
right.
there. It's the same attitude that is demonstrated toward the disabled. Oh, they act like they're doing you a favor.
That's true.
Because they helped you. They took care of you. You know, oh, whenever we can get to you, you know. And yet those same people will not insist that the home health aides come in. You see? You see why it should be criminal? The solution is there.
Mm-hmm. So is the money.
But they're not doing anything about it.
That's right.
So that's why we say that these horrible nursing home owners are worse than criminals. Because
mm-hmm.
with a criminal, you know you can get them arrested. You know there's going to be a trial. You know there's going to be witnesses and everything else. But these people pull this crap on people, you know, and they get away with it. They're not arrested.
No, they're not.
Or summons or anything. That's why the nursing homes stay in business. That's how they flourish. There's
yeah.
no law to protect the residents within the walls of the nursing home.
I have a question
for you.
That crap with the
state is a bunch of bull where you call and file a complaint. That's a bunch of bull.
It is. You know, it's really funny that, yeah, it's true. It's funny how the nursing home owners, with the help of recreational therapy, brought in this masseur and also all these different essential oils. Well, I said to the nursing home owner, who I happen to know through my, you know, mom, she was like Miss, person who speaks well and stuff like that. She was like a promoter of their nursing home. But then... all of a sudden, when I mentioned that to the owner, the woman who was coming in and the man who was coming in, you know, based on the sex of the patient, to help these people with a massage and just little light things, nothing, you know, putting the essential oils on them. Do you know this guy stopped it? He stopped it. People were enjoying it because people weren't enjoying it. It was helping their lives, and he stopped
sure,
it.
Sure, because it's an indication that people
mm-hmm.
can go home.
That's right.
That's why they stopped it. Anything yeah. that points toward people being in their own home is not
mm-hmm.
going to happen in a nursing home. They
That's
don't want
right.
that.
Then he lies
That's
to me.
That's how it works.
Then he lies to me and says to me, oh, the nursing home owners said that wasn't a good idea. They could have an allergic response to the, you know, the oils. You don't have to use oils to get a massage. You could still get a massage. You do acupressure. You do anything you can to help that person. And that's what, after that, she stopped the essential oils and didn't even promote them anymore because she couldn't use them in the nursing home. But if that person went home, then she could use it and wouldn't have any problems. So what she did is gave people her phone number. Well, that wasn't good, you know, because that was going to point out, like you said, you know, that this person can go home.
Yeah,
so,
try to get a lawyer to take a case like that to court.
Forget it.
You know.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Exactly.
All right. In a site brought to you by Dave from Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the guide dog school over a year ago now. We're looking for another state to do a Dave from Milton. We did one here last May. It's about awareness and bringing people together. And you don't need any money to do it. If you call us or email us, we'll be happy to tell you how we did it. All right. The Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090. Or you can send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Dave from Milton. We'd love to do one in another state. And in various states of the country. So contact Inner Sight and let's get a day for Milton going. All right, Inner Sight Nursing Home Show, and the theme tonight is the nursing home owners are worse than criminals. And what we want is every nursing home turned into accessible housing.
There's so nothing wrong with that. The owners could remain owners, but just change, use some of the, you know, take the residents out. You're going to have to do that to make the, you know, a lot of the nursing home accessible, even though it is, quote, accessible. It's probably one bathroom in the room, still tight, and also sometimes you got four people in the room, which I had. I hated it. Oh, my goodness. But they changed me to two people in the room. That's better, you and the other person. You know, that you could either get along with or you can't get along with. Anyway, and things like small things like that, they move you around. People don't know where you are. I mean, this also adds to being in a nursing home. And I have a question for you. How would you, you know, plan changing this decision? I mean, not decision, but, you know, nursing home owners are worse than criminals. We made a really big statement there. And I'm thinking the first thing that people are going to ask is, how do you stop this? And basically, our petition and also our new Volunteers for Freedom to get people into the homes to help out. And then they get a bill excused, a certain bill, say they want their rent excused, or, you know, it depends on how much hours you put in, too. But neither here nor there, that would really help the whole circumstance of getting people out of the nursing homes. And that's another challenge in and of itself.
Let me do some of these commercials.
Okay.
All right, Kennedy Realty, thank you so much for helping Inner Sight. 631-888-1186 on the Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, and get some good information. Now, if you visit Shelby's Kitchen out here in Bellport, you'll see the presence of Milton, the guide dog, pictures, and I believe there's a statue of him in the store now. So that's a good reminder of what happened to Milton and that preventative things should be put in and regulation to the schools. License.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444 for catering. We're brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp. Thank you so much for your help. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, our partner in the up-and-coming news conference on the nursing homes. Silo's 631-880-7929 on the phone number, Suffolk County Independent Living. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight Reminds You. And we are happy to have been part of several children's lives in helping them and keeping them out of institutions. All right, Inner Sight, Nursing Home Show, Wednesday night, brought to you by Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, the Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Go to their website and see all the beautiful dogs up there. And they go all over the country to rescue Akitas. So 609-388-7004 or the email biggeastakitarescue@verizon.net. Check them out and tell them you heard about it here on Inner Sight. Yeah, I hope you need a civil rights lawyer. Call James Bahamundi. 516-783-9662. If you feel your rights have been violated, give Jim a call, and he'll analyze it for you. And also, if you need dog food, cat food, we can tell you where you can get it free of charge. Nobody starves on Long Island. And my friend Gary runs it. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. If you're disabled and you have trouble getting around to get the food, let Gary know when you call him. He may be able to arrange to bring it to you, your dog, your cat. And he has small animal foods, too. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right, the nursing home show, and I'll bet that millions of us feel that a lot of these nursing home owners are like criminals, or even worse than criminals, because they get away with so much. I mean, how many people die in a nursing home every year? There's no numbers.
A lot. There's no numbers, but a lot.
No numbers, right?
Right, no numbers. I've looked that up before. No. Nope.
How many of those people have been neglected to the knowledge? In other words, the nursing home owner knows about it. I'm sure that he gets reports on all this.
Yeah.
You know, to the knowledge of the nursing home owner, how many people have been neglected, which has contributed to their death?
Oh, yeah.
And the person gets away with it. And I don't care how old they are. Nobody has a right to, you know, say when somebody's going to die. You try to stay alive as long as possible, as long as that's what the person wants, of course.
Yeah, and when you're at your own home, you could decide things that make you feel happy and healthy and stuff like that. But you can't do that in a nursing home. For example, like these herbs and stuff that actually can help you live a more healthy life. Sorry, a little double saying the word there. Anyway.
Yeah, there's a new,
yeah.
It just came out, to give an example, it just came out that peppermint oil
mm-hmm.
is very effective on varicose veins.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guarantee you that thousands and thousands of people have varicose veins in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
But try and get the nursing home to put the peppermint oil on. See?
Nope.
That's just an example.
Right. Well, they could be allergic to it. That's what we get. Sorry, Frank. I interrupted
you.
It'll
give people drugs.
Yeah.
More of a chance you're going to be allergic to a drug than peppermint oil.
And peppermint oil's in a lot of things. I mean, gum, for example, that's the only thing I could think of. Oh, even little, you know, lifesavers and all different types of gum have peppermint in it.
Yeah, but I'm talking
but
about directly applied to the area. Pure peppermint oil, not that stuff
The fake
that's
stuff.
Watered down 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no,
that's
I know. But if somebody was allergic, they would have a reaction to either. It wouldn't matter. You know?
Well,
so,
anybody could be allergic.
That's what they say, the nursing homeowners. But that's not the case. Somebody would tell you, oh, I'm allergic to peppermint oil. Is it in this? Because it says peppermint oil. They would say, you know, or if they were capable of saying that, or they'd be on their hospital ban. You know, it would say allergic to peppermint oil. These are the things that are not your neglect. It's the person who is writing things down. They have to get their own information from it, including, you know, a bunch of doctors do this the same way. According to, you know, that's not the same as you. You could pick up something else that another doctor missed. You know, they don't do that. They just, you know, oh, that doctor, he's right. And then they write out.
Well, the point is you don't have the freedom
mm-hmm.
to choose and try these different things in a nursing home.
That's right.
You're more like a prisoner.
You are a prisoner.
You have to follow the rules of the institution
mm-hmm.
and you know, and suffer along with that, even though there's things that may help you. Our number here is 213-816-1650. If you want to call in and sound off anyone in a nursing home, or if you're trying to keep your loved one out, we'd like to hear from you.
Right.
And once again, we extend our invitation. If anyone is trying to keep a person out of a nursing home and you need help doing it, call in a site. There's no guarantee of anything. We can't guarantee it because we don't have that kind of money, but we can certainly give it a good shot, that's for sure. So the InnerSight hotline is 631-224-3090. And we'd be glad to do anything we can to try to help keep a loved one out of a nursing home. Speaking of which, how's your aunt doing?
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying really hard, but we have to bring her here. There's no other income that's going to come in. You know, Richie actually spent all of his, you know, life savings that he's going to have to get recoup it. You know, so we're selling the car first, and we're selling the house second. She's not going to be happy about the car. She's going to be worse happy. That doesn't make sense, but anyway, she's going to be worse when she finds out that we have to sell her house, and she wants to stay in there. We want her to stay in there, but the system in Florida is nowhere near the system in New York. It's a very conservative system as opposed to New York. We're very liberal up here, so we give people more, you know, benefits.
Well,
but that's not
happening.
You
better be careful and make sure that you do everything in a legal way because,
I know.
You know, the state will be the first ones to accuse you of trying to take advantage of her and getting her money from the car and house.
No, because Richie has written down everything that he spent on her, which is good. You need that. you know, if you don't have that, it's going to be a real uphill battle for you.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about trying to take advantage of someone that has assets that can be liquidated into cash. I'm not talking about what he spent. That's another thing.
Yeah.
You know, unless he's going to say he wants the money back.
No, I think he's going to hold it for her so he could, you know, help her with, you know, getting help. Right now she's getting worse. You can tell she's getting
worse. I would check with an attorney to make sure that her rights.
Oh, I am. Yeah, we're going to have the attorney.
Violated.
I'm sorry.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You want to be very careful with that.
I need an attorney that handles these cases. Every time I go and tell them, they go, oh, there's not enough, you know, for example, somebody's being beaten up. Meanwhile, they got beaten up really bad once. What's to say that they're not going to get beaten up again? That's not our, it won't, if it happens again, you have a better chance of getting a case than it happening once, which is stupid. If it happens
once.
Wait,
hold. You're talking about something different now. I'm talking about your aunt who's in Florida.
Right.
And you want to sell her house and her car
and
bring her over here.
Yeah, and then the house and the car, the payment of the house, Richie doesn't want.
Normally, the car's in her name, right?
Correct.
The house is in her name, right?
Correct.
So how are you going to do that without her permission?
No, we're going to tell her. We're going to tell her, for sure.
I'm
not
going
to do that without telling her. I got to tell her, yeah.
You got to tell her, and you got to get her to sign.
That's right.
You know, she has to cooperate, hopefully.
I hope so. I really do.
To explain to her. I don't think your aunt's going to like it in New York.
Well, she used to live here before, and it was too cold for her. But who's to say that she has to go out every time it's seriously cold? Florida can be cold as well in certain times of the year. Like, it goes down to 30. I was so shocked getting off the airplane maybe a few years ago, and I was like, oh, my God, it's cold. And I get to outside. My aunt says, don't take off that jacket. Leave it on. I mean, what do you mean leave it on? It's 30 degrees outside. Next day it was 80 degrees, and we're like, okay. So that's what she likes. She
likes
it.
Well, that's only one aspect of the whole thing, the weather. There's plenty of others
that
she might be thinking about, you know.
Well, she's used to Florida since 1994. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Make sure everything is done without violating her rights.
Oh, yeah. We have to. That's why I'm bringing in the lawyer.
All right. In a sight. 213-816-1650. Anyone out there who has had experience with these nursing homes and you wish that you could get the nursing home director or owner, I should say, nursing home owner arrested, give us a call. You don't have to identify yourself. Just tell us the story.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that there are people out there who have felt that way. Many
times.
You know, because of what happened to their loved ones and their relatives and all that.
So anyone out there,
if you'd like to share that, 213-816-1650 is the phone number here. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm surprised that they haven't talked about this or even, you know, tried to change the law regarding this. There must be a really strong lobby in Washington about nursing home owners. They probably donate to these, you know, politicians' campaign fund, and yet they don't help the people who are right with them. Instead, they donate to the campaign fund, and then they wait for, you know, things to happen in their way. And that's, wow, that's pretty steep in my eyes to manipulate things like that.
Well, there's a lot of money involved.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they make big money. Goes into these places, and that's why it's so difficult to change a system like that.
Right. You need a lobby the same
money.
Size of the lobby as the nursing home owners. That's what you need. But who's going to do that?
You got to have the funds.
Exactly.
To pay these people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, anybody out there who would like to help us get a lobby in Washington, fundraise for it, or donate the money.
Right.
We'd be happy to talk to you about that.
Funny thing is, sorry. Well, I don't know if it's funny, but it's just ironic how, you know, we, you know, told people and they didn't believe us. Then when COVID came around, they saw it extremely apparent to them that we got to do something with these nursing homes because it's not going to change otherwise, you know, this is the way we're going to live, and that's not a good way to live, you know? So, I mean,
more people would have survived if they would have been in their own home.
No, I agree with that. I really do. Now I got everybody listening to me, and that's like a little weird. You know, saying I've been saying this for God knows how long, and it's true. We've been talking about this when we were writing little letters on Twitter, you know, or little posts, I should say, on Twitter, and people were responding. And now I'm still writing those little posts, and I'm hoping that people will go to – I'm putting the petition right at the bottom of the post.
Oh, get them to sign the damn petition.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm helping a woman who lives in Montana to try and keep her Medicaid. We're going to have a hearing in March. And the people out there, the Social Service Department, made a comment about how good Obamacare is. And I couldn't help thinking. She said, "Oh, now everybody can get health insurance because of Obamacare." And I'm thinking to myself, "Well, if everybody can get health insurance, what the hell do you need nursing homes for?"
That's right. That's
See?
Right.
They left us out again.
Yep.
Whatever they did, I don't even know what the hell Obamacare is, but I do know. I do know that it's not keeping people out of nursing homes.
That's true. If you have Obamacare, it's the minimal amount of what, like, sort of like Medicaid. But Medicaid even has more now that people are, you know, they protest, like, hey, are you going to take away my Medicaid? Hey, you know, these are the things that they need, and yet it's not going to be provided for them, you know?
Well, what good are all these programs if they don't do the job?
They don't release
the
person.
Damn nursing homes there with people being abused, made homeless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, giving crap food and being seriously neglected with their hygiene and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
What good is the Obamacare? It's not doing nothing about that.
Nope. I was a bad person in the nursing home because I made people think. That's what they were telling me.
What? Say that again?
Think. I made people, residents, think about nursing homes, and they said I was a bad influence on the people who were in the nursing home. So I said, send me home. I won't be a bad influence anymore, so send me home.
Well, yeah,
like
they don't want people to advocate.
That's right.
My friend Allie got fired because she went above and beyond. Advocate.
That's right.
You know. So they don't want that.
No, they don't.
You know, because it threatens their
bottom line.
Their living. yeah. the high living that these owners do of these nursing homes. You know? So join with Inner Sight, sign the petition. How are we doing with that petition?
175. I knew you were going to ask for it, and it's driving me batty.
We got to move out of that number. Come on.
Yes, we do.
Get some people.
You know, that's why I keep posting it. I'm posting it on the show post because we need people. We need people. If you're upset about this as much as we are upset, then you shouldn't have a problem with signing the darn petition. So please, please, please sign the petition. It'll help you and your loved one get the care that they need. That's it. That's my request.
Well, call Silo tomorrow and see if you can talk with Jill and see if she can do something with it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Ask her to get permission from Joe. You know, you gotta make phone calls. You know, not just.
Yeah, I've been, but every time I make a phone call, then busy in a meeting. I'm like, oh great, now I gotta wait again.
You know, don't wait for people to call you back.
I keep calling. Yep, that's right. You have to call
Jill tomorrow and see.
Yeah, I will.
If she can. Tell her we only got 175 names, and we've got to get a lot more. Ask her to please ask Joe. I don't know how much they could do because they're under contract with the damn state. But
that's the only problem, yeah.
We can let's find out. Let's find out what they're allowed to do. Maybe we can get it.
Right.
200 signatures. You know?
Yeah. I'm going to bring my laptop with me to the day. I bought a secondary laptop because the other one doesn't have everything on it and it has a virus on it. So I'd rather wait, you know, use the new laptop that I got with the phone that I have. So that's good. You know, I have a 14 or 15. I don't remember. I have to look at the cell phone and see what it is.
I'm going to call Joe tomorrow. I got to thank them for their donation. And
oh, yeah.
I'll mention it to him, too, if I can get him on the line.
Yeah, please.
But you call him, too. You got to call him.
Yeah, I am. We all have to. Ask Jill if something, and I couldn't remember because I was busy thinking of something else. Ask Jill if she could help us.
All right, Inner Sight, and it should be criminal what is happening to people, the residents of these nursing homes. They deserve more protection, a lot more. You know, a person spends their whole life working in this country, paying taxes, supporting a family, and so on and so forth. And toward the end of their life, they're driven into one of these places. Many of them lose their homes. Horrible. No protection. Mistreated, abused. How many of them are struck by the damn staff?
Oh, yeah. I saw it with my horrible eyes.
No prosecution
taking
place.
Yeah.
So anyone who wants to be a leader in this country, there's something you can do.
Yeah.
Orchestrate a bill to make it criminal to abuse someone in a nursing home.
That's right. Leave them neglected in their own, you know, excrement. That's terrible. Absolutely terrible. When all their life they never had to do it that way, and now you're telling them that they have to urinate or have a number two, excuse me for saying that, right in their own diaper. You don't even need a diaper if you treated the person with respect. You know? He said, oh, come on, let's go, you know, hold it, come on, let's go, you know?
If you need an organization, behind you and the independent living is limited, call Inner Sight.
Yep.
We'll work on a bill with you.
Yep.
We got enough stories.
Oh, God,
and
do
a
it.
Lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So contact us.
Yeah. And if you have the opportunity, sign the petition, which is great.
Get a bill drawn up
mm-hmm.
to make it criminal.
Yeah, it'd be great.
You know, we're not saying just accuse every nursing home. Or, you know, there's got to be
no.
investigation. There's got to be proof. We're talking about
probably
proof.
Even a camera placed in the room would be nice.
Well, whatever needs to be done.
That's right.
So
on the picture. On the picture that I put on the top of the petition, it has my poor mom with a black eye. I said, how'd you get this? The woman ran into my mom's room and started looking at it. I said, I remembered my mother telling me a story that somebody was pushing on her bladder for her to urinate. I said, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, and my mom has a bad bladder to begin with, had a bad bladder to begin with, and this woman was sitting on her to help her urinate. This is disgusting. This could cause severe infection. It could cause an injury to her bladder. I can name 1,000 things that can happen. Sepsis. Anything for holding the urine in there while somebody's sitting on you.
Well, these morons should know that if you sit up and urinate, it's much easier to urinate that way.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Rather than laying down and have somebody on top of you.
Which is disgusting, in my eyes.
So, this is why you need a criminal law.
You know what somebody told
something
me? The
like
head
that should be
of.
Criminal.
Yeah, the head of nursing said, how do you know she has dementia? How do you know that this was a problem? I said, she's not that far gone. She tells me stories in here, you know, that she don't even want to see how horrible the people are, and she's very depressed. You got to do something for her, and I got nothing in return.
Tell them that. They're going to give them more of that poison crap medicine.
That's right. That's right.
Their answers.
Yeah.
All right. Inside, sign the petition.
Go ahead.
Listen to our show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you know as soon as we get the date for the nursing home news conference. And we need all the help we can get to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing and stop the abuse and get people to remain in their own home.
Yeah.
All right, anybody on the line?
No, just us.
All right, I'm going to sign off. You finish the show.
Okay.
Thank everybody
thank
for listening.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Tell people to sign that petition. Tell them where it is.
I am. I'm going to put it on the bottom of the episode where all the other stuff is. They'll get it. All right, thank you, Frank. I appreciate you helping me out with the show. Have a good evening, okay? All right, everybody, this is the culminating to the end of our show. I want you to remember to go to the petition. I'm going to put it where all the description is in the show, and you'll know exactly where to click and go to the petition. Please sign it and share it with your friends on Facebook, Twitter, anything you could get. Well, Twitter's not Twitter anymore. It's X. When you look for Twitter, you look for X now. You know, install it. And it's because Elon Musk is the, I guess, owner of it now. Things are a little bit different. So not much, but just a little bit enough to, you know, change what you do all the time. So, I mean, things are happening on Twitter. And also people stayed with Twitter, the press, which is very important. And groups like ours need this type of, you know, actually, you know, people going to the petition, actually people listening to our show, people can do absolutely anything they want. And, you know, I'm really, you know, happy that that, you know, can happen. I just want to let you know, after this show, you could go tonight at 11 o'clock p.m. on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Make sure you go to the channel 3, which is the Spirit Channel, and you also have it on Manhattan Cable. You could probably, it's a public access channel. I think it's 35 for Verizon, and then there's others. That's the only one I remember because it's New York Verizon, and I was kind of upset that it wasn't only Long Island. It was only in the five boroughs of New York. So that was the only thing I had, you know, a little problem with. But what you can do is click on the petition link and just sign it. If you had a loved one who was in a nursing home and you lost that loved one because of neglect, well, sign it. It's you don't lose anything by signing it. You win. You know, and I'm hoping to God I get a full response on this and we get some action going. So you don't have to buy things, but you can if you have the resources. They have a way that you could buy something and make this happen. And I'm not trying to facilitate anything that, you know, you'd be upset about, but yet, thing has to be done. It has to go, you know, through due process. It has to actually have, you know, different, you know, things. Maybe we could get the home health aides in here until we get something rectified with these nursing homes. There's even a mall who changed into accessible housing as well as your regular housing, but it was a good start. And I could see this happening to the nursing homes. You know, they could take what they have there. They know they're not making money, these owners of the mall, so they got to have some sort of money coming in. You know, they have to change a lot in the mall, like their ventilation system, so people wouldn't catch COVID even though they don't know that they have COVID. It really is a mess. And some people have COVID, but they need to buy, say, physical therapy jogging suits so they can, you know, go to physical therapy when they're better a little bit. You know, certain things like that need to be covered, need to have, you know, people, you know, not always go to your daughter or your son or even sister or brother. They could help you, but they shouldn't be taking over the cost. Anyway, we have 2 more minutes till the end of the show. Please, please sign the petition. It's at change.org. You could even do a search for it, and you type in InnerSight, Inc. That's the name of our organization. We also have the podcast, InnerSight Freedom, the podcast, and you know, we're eventually going to go to YouTube and put at least a show once a week on YouTube, at least. Maybe if you have something special, we'll put 2. You never know. So this is going to be a really, really cool month. We're going to also have one for the next month. We're going to try. So please, you know, help us out. All right. Good night, everybody, and have a pleasant evening. And I'm going to be signing off in a little bit. Just want to let people know I got to do we forgot to do the Able News, so one quick Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts 2 marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, everybody. I'm glad. Well, let me just say, call the InnerSight hotline, 631-224-3090. If you want to include, you know, people on the petition, which is what we're doing. We're putting people's pictures and a little statement about what happened to them. And that's it. And we're going to keep going until we fill up that petition with so many people that they'll have to pay attention to us. All right? So do it for your loved one. All right. Good night, everybody, and have a good evening. And InnerSight will be there to help you, okay? So please, you know, give us a call. We'll help you out. All right. Thank you. Have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday. All right. Bye. That doesn't mean we don't have a show on Thursday. We have a show on Thursday. Take care, everyone. Bye.